Good evening and Merry Christmas. Would you please stand with us if you're able?
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Christ was born. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains he shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. sweet hymns of joy. In grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory, oh, evermore
about the coming of the Messiah ever since I was a little girl. My relatives would talk about a coming king who would save Israel. I didn't know what that really meant. I was coming of age and pledged to be married to Joseph, a carpenter. One night, the angel Gabriel appeared to me. He told me that I had found favor with God and that God had chosen me to carry his son, me, of all people. We are not well known, and everyone knows about the Roman garrison that is there. As the saying goes, can anything really good come from Nazareth? I couldn't help but wonder what this would mean for Joseph and me. We were not married, and for people to find out I was pregnant before we got married would stir things up. Talk about a scandal. We'd be the talk of all Jerusalem. An angel also appeared to Joseph in a dream, letting him know it was okay to take me as his wife. I praise God for his faithfulness. To this day, I look back at how God brought us through a difficult time in our history, and I'm awestruck in wonder of how he chose a girl like me to introduce his indescribable gift to the world.
Before I was formed, you knew my name, was held in your hands, and still today, you know me better than anyone could. From the moment I rise and through the night, you sing over me and breathe new life with no hesitation. You're always waiting. I'm awestruck in wonder. I never knew love could feel like this, more than I wanted. Jesus, I can't get over it. One thing I ask, this I seek, to gaze on your beauty and majesty, to dwell in your presence and live for your glory. I'm awestruck in wonder. I never knew love could feel like this, more than I wanted. Jesus, I can't get over it. I'm awestruck in wonder. Jesus, I can't get over it. I'm so in love with you. So in love with you. I'm so in love with you. So in love with you. It's always been you. Every season of life, every long restless night, it's always been you. The highs and the lows, the ebbs and the flows, it's always been you. The smile on my face, the joy I can't shake, it's always been you. The song of my soul, the one thing I know. I'm so in love with you. So in love with you. I'm awestruck in wonder. I never knew love could feel like this. More than I wanted. Jesus, I can't get over it. It's always been you. Every season of life, every long restless night, it's always been you. The highs and the lows, the ebbs and the flows, it's always been you. Smile on my face, the joy I can't shake, it's always been you. The song of my soul, the one thing I know.
There has never been a day, never been a time when he was not worshiped. War broke out in heaven because he was worshiped above all of God's creation. It's because of him that everything exists. Day and night, heaven shouts, "You are worthy, our Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will, they were created and have their being." We have seen him do amazing things with his creation. They are the joy of his life. Even we long into the unending love for mankind. His birth was the talk of all heaven, and we were given a front row seat the night he was born. His enemy was nervous, and we knew we would be called into a fight, and fight we did. There was nothing that his enemy could do or can do to stop the plan of God. No word from God will ever fail. We have never seen the righteous forsaken. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Holy, that's who you are. Angels and earth sing a song for your honor, 'cause power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. I could never grow tired of telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I could sing of your glory. I will never get tired of telling you you're worthy over and over again. Always, now and forever, you're matchless, clothed in the colors of heaven, and no eye has ever seen all you are.
I can never grow tired telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I could sing of your glory. I will never get tired telling you you're worthy over and over again.
And over and over. And over and over. You're worthy, worthy, worthy. Holy, holy. We join with all the heavens.
Worthy is the Lamb.
We join with all creation.
Holy is the Lamb.
We join with all the angels.
Holy is the Lamb.
We sing your holy. Singing holy, holy to my one and only. Who is like our God? Let our hearts adore you as we bow before you. There's no one like our God, no one. Singing holy, holy to my one and only. Who is like our God? Let our hearts adore you as we bow before you. There's no one like our God. Singing holy, holy to my one and only. Who is like our God? Let our hearts adore you as we bow before you. There's no one like our God. No.
Telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I can sing of your glory. I will never get tired telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I can sing of your glory. I can never grow tired telling you you're worthy. There's so many ways I can sing of your glory. I will never get tired telling you you're worthy over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again. Over and over again.
Would you all please stand with us and join us in singing Silent Night?
Silent night. waters quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven above. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. You are the one I a heart to adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one a heart to adore.
You can be seated. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time, and I know many of you have wondered where the year has gone. But Jesus knew you would be here tonight when the year started in 2022. One of the words that we talked about this year at our church was the word greater, and we believe that God is about to do something great on the earth. And he set the stage for it. But he did do something great 2,000 years ago by sending his indescribable gift, his son, to the world. Not a grown-up son, but a baby son. And when we sing songs like, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus was already Lord when he was born. He grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with man. But make no mistake, he already was Lord at birth. That's why the shepherds left praising and glorifying God. That's why the wise men bowed down and gave their gifts to him as a baby, because they knew he was already God in flesh. Do you know that he's God incarnate or God in the flesh? Have you come to that realization that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your life? We won't run through how many Christmases you've been alive and how many sermons you heard about Jesus and about him being the reason for the season, but is he Lord of your life? Is it a religious practice coming to church on Christmas and then Easter and then calling it a year? Because that's what you're supposed to do. Following Jesus is not about following a religion. You are following the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are following a person who wants a relationship with you. He is not enamored with how much you do for him. He's not enamored with how less you do for him. He wants your heart. And this is the biggest difference when we talk about Christianity and we talk about other religions in the world. We're talking about a God who came to us in flesh and pursued us. We did not pursue him. So if you're looking for someone to pursue you, you found him. You found him. He came. It's the reason why the Bible says in the book of 1 John, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. You did not love God. He loved you. That's why he came. For God so loved the world that he gave. You didn't love him, and then God decided, well, I'll give. No, God said, I'm going to give in spite of them. So if you're looking for God to show up, he already has shown up. And he's asking, will you follow me? Will you look at me from my birth? Will you track me all through my childhood? Will you finally see me on the cross and recognize me as Lord? I can understand one thing if you look at the baby and like, he's just a baby, but let's fast forward to the cross. Is he Lord yet? How much more does he have to do in order for you to say yes. Any person, any God that decides, I'm going to leave my home in heaven, become like you, live like you, and then die for you, is worth a response. I mean, even if you ghost them and say, nah, I know you're calling me, but I'm not going to say yes. Even if it's worth a response. I know you know what I'm talking about when you ghost someone. You don't really want to talk to them. They text you. I don't really want to talk to them. But can you really ghost God? You're talking about Christmas, past, present, and future. God has it all covered. He's Lord in eternity past. He's Lord now. And he's going to be Lord forever and ever and ever. And we say amen. What are you going to do with that? There is no escaping the fact that you will stand before him one day and bow whether you like it or not. I mean, let's just be honest. You don't have to stand when I walk into the room. You don't have to stand where one of your elders walks in the room. But when Jesus walks in the room, you're going to be down. You might resist him now, but there'll come a day where you won't be able to. But why take the chance on that day when this could be the day for you? We celebrate Christmas once a year. The world celebrates it once a year. Christmas for you should be daily. Daily. Aside from all the gifts, you have the gift giver. If you say that I'm a Christian and I know you have the gift giver, there is no excuse why there shouldn't be a relationship between you and the gift giver. He's already given himself. There's no separation. The only reason why there's separation is not on God's part. God said, I've done everything I can do to atone for you. Now I'm asking you to bridge the gap and come to me. And maybe you're here tonight and you're asking God for a sign. He already gave you a sign. This shall be a sign. You'll find a baby in a manger wrapped in cloth. That was the first sign. There's documented evidence that he actually lived. And then at 30, said yes to God's will and started his ministry. Eventually, 3 years later, died on the cross. Beaten beyond recognition, the Bible says, for you, openly, not hidden, but openly. And he asked you for a response for that. And I know this is Christmas, and we want to know about Jesus, and we want to know about the gifts. Lord, let's have a great message tonight, and let's feel good when we come out of here, because God, if you ruined my dinner, I'm trying to help you enjoy your season. The real reason for the season. You take all this stuff away. Is he still Lord? Take all the gifts back. Send your relatives back. Just send them back. Is he still Lord? Can you still have a relationship with him if all that stuff is gone? I get excited about the holidays. I like the holidays. But first is Jesus. What is it for you? What is it for you? And I'm not naive to know that some of you already have misconceptions about who Jesus is and about your purpose in life and why you think you're here, because you look at your life, maybe some of you as a mistake, or you're disappointed in how it's turned out. It's not done yet. It's not done. It could change for you by following the King of Kings and recognizing him as Lord, recognizing that you don't have it all together, that eventually you're going to have to make a decision one way or another. Are you in or out? And I know for a lot of you, it's past experiences, and you look at like church, you look like religion, like I'm just not a religious person. I'm not talking about being religious. I mean, I'm not religious either. Ask my wife, I am not religious. I'm far from that. What I am is saved from myself and free to be who God has called me to be because of what he has done. Not based upon religion, not based upon what I can do or what I have done, but based upon what he did in his sacrifice. And now whoever lives to make intercession for me, because I need it. So if you're looking for a bunch of rules or a rule book, throw it out. I need a rule book. I need a play-by-play. Here's the play-by-play. Jesus was born of a virgin in a cave because there was no room in the inn. Already rejected at birth. For you and I, why did it have to be this way? It was God's design. How else could he relate to you if he didn't become like you? What other person takes on your sin and says, I'll take it willingly, and then I'll die for you, knowing that eventually most of you are going to reject me, but I love the world. This is what Jesus does for you, not just one time, but daily. He extends his arms out to you and says, will you continue to follow me? Even into the unknown, even when you don't understand it, even when it doesn't make sense, even when you're angry, even when you can't figure it out, he says, will you still follow me? Am I still worth it? Am I still worthy to be praised? That's what following Jesus is about. Am I still worthy and worth it when it's not going the way you want it to go and when you're angry? Can you still lift your hands? And for most people, this is where they check out. Because they don't really go far enough into a relationship with Jesus because it requires something of them. Don't ask me to like serve. Don't ask me to step out of my comfort zone. Don't ask because no. But how be it? What would you like God to do for you? Give you everything and then require nothing? That's a cheap sacrifice. Why would God cheapen himself? If I gave you all of me, can you at least not check me out and start to follow me? All these old dating services will go out of business if y'all would just press delete, put the Mac down, turn it off, and just start following Jesus. And he will start to heal you, bind you up, so you'll start looking in the right place. All your fight, your dissension, the stuff you deal with, all the stuff in your marriages and things you're dealing with, if you just hook into Jesus, he'll start to free you and heal you, and you won't need that person as much as you think you do. And you'll be able to live. This is why he came. Don't you know there's a reason why he came? He came so you can live, not die. Live. I'm all for celebrating the birth. But does it mean something to you? For those people who know what they know what it means to feel bound and then free, it means something to them. Jesus is not bound by your dysfunction. He is not bound by your unbelief. Well, yes, he is, brother, because he's responsive. He is not bound by your unbelief. He's still God. But are you willing to check him out before you check out other things? And let me propose that to you tonight. Before you throw in the towel in 2023, even though it hasn't started yet. Because your attitude has a lot to do with how 2023 is going to go. If you say, well, it's going to go like 2022, it probably will. But if you check out of that and say, you know what? I'm going to believe God for something different this year. I promise God will meet you. I promise he'll meet you. If you got enough faith and enough tenacity to say, let's do it. God will meet you, but you got to get out of yourself. If Jesus left his hometown to come down to here to deal with you, don't you think that you could at least say yes when he starts knocking on the door of your heart this year? Isn't there something inside of you that says, man, maybe my life can be different. Maybe it can be different. Maybe there's something that God wants me to do that I'm not doing right now. Maybe there is life after death. Maybe there is joy instead of heartache. Maybe there is peace instead of confusion. Maybe there is purpose. Maybe there isn't something inside of you. I know God's faithful and he's knocking at your heart. I know. And I know why. Because a lot of you are wrestling. Is he who he says he is? He is. But you got to recognize that for yourself. Your parents can't tell you. Your mama can't tell you. Your daddy can't tell you. You got to meet Jesus yourself. This is why the Christmas season is so important, because we set aside that time to reflect on it so that it become real to you. And wherever you're at in your walk with Christ or your belief system, the reality of it is that Jesus is coming back quickly, quickly. And that he's calling out, follow me, follow me. I got something for you. And instead of resisting him, why not try it? Are you bold enough to try Jesus this year? Nah, I don't know. It's religion, man. I got wigged out about that stuff. But again, stop looking at YouTube videos about the pastor in India who's got 8 gold horses. Shut down the computer. Ask the Lord specifically, Lord, I want a revelation of who you are. Because I promise, once you get that revelation, it'll change you. And all the stuff that you thought was important is not as important. And all the things you were tied into don't really matter anymore, because once you see Jesus and understand who he is, the things of the world grow strangely dim. Strangely dim. Let's all stand for you if we could. You're in this house because I believe God wants you here tonight. Some of y'all, this is your 5th service in 2 days. I'm going around different churches and everyone's going to preach a different way and you're going to get a message of Jesus, but it all comes down to one thing. Do you love Jesus? And if you love Jesus, will you follow Jesus? Tomorrow is December 25th. All around the world, there's going to be celebration. There's going to be excitement. Kids are going to be breaking toys. People are going to be getting so full on food. They're going to sleep for the next 8 hours when they get home. Wake up on the 26th and say, what happened? And if you're not careful, you go back into the same routine. Well, that's over. It shouldn't be. You carry the spirit of it with you into what God is leading you into. Do you know that if you're saved in here, the Spirit of God lives inside of you, you carry him with you wherever you go. You got the master checks and balances system in living inside of you right now. I don't know what to do. I tell you who does. The question is, are you listening to what he's telling you? And have you surrendered your life so that he can lead you? Because that's what it requires, a surrender and say, okay, I need you to lead my life. I can't do it myself. I messed it up. I'm too crazy to get it right. I need you to lead it. And are you willing to do that? And have you gotten there yet? Or does it need to require more pain on your part? More pain. So that you finally get to the point and you're so fed up with life and then you're ready to, why don't you just do it now? Why not just just accept the invitation now, because there's no other invitation that's coming. Jesus is not coming in another way. He's not coming in another form. He already came. He's coming back on a white horse, tatted. Read Revelation. Again, a religious person. Well, I tell you what, brother, I don't believe in tattoos. Again, religion. Lord, this year, help us get over ourselves. Every person in this house who's fighting themselves, fighting their head. Lord, I pray that you intervene supernaturally, breakthrough. When you hear them knocking, Lord, even asking you, and in return, as you knock, God, I pray that they would open their hearts to you. Let there be surrender this year. Surrender. Surrender to the fact that you came as a baby for them. You live like them because you're for them. You died for them because they couldn't do it themselves. And now you ever live to make intercession for them so that they can overcome. This is the kind of God you serve. I'm going to ask you in this room to make it real with Jesus. We're not doing a show of hands. The Bible says that, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If you hear him knocking, open the door. It's not Aunt Joni who you don't want to see. It's Jesus. If there's something inside of you stirred right now, the Spirit of God's drawing you and saying, that's for you. Hey, I've been coming for you. I've been pursuing you your whole life. You know, that's what Jesus said. He pursues you. Make it real with him. Lord, I invite you in. I give you access to my life. Forgive me for my doubt. Make me like you. Strengthen me for the walk that's ahead, because I know I can't do it myself. I recognize that I need you. Father, we thank you that as we leave this night, that there's going to be a realness. There's going to be a turn. That you're going to go with people as they leave this place tonight. That they're going to recognize the value of the gift that they have been given. It is the gift that keeps on giving. And God, I pray this year that they would unwrap that gift. Lord, those even right now who are uncomfortable, thank you for that. Lord, I give you permission to keep bugging them this year until they finally turn and say yes to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.